Go to AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
That is right. You heard the horns. You know what time it is after about a month on the shelf. Horns of Plenty is back here on WMFO. This is your intrepid DJ Mo on the mic. We got Sly Fifth Ave in the background. This is a instrumental slash cover of Destiny's Child. No, no, no. And it's Martin Luther King Day. Got a couple of songs in that theme, but other than that, we got some fantastic music. It's been a good month. Been cold. Well, no, it hasn't been cold. It was cold-ish today. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm sweating right now. That's for sure. In case you guys were wondering. we'll let this one play out for a bit. It's a good one. Yeah, so right there, that's Sly Fifth Ave with, who's that, Jonathan Monez, M-O-N-E-S. And that's the Destiny's Child cover of No, No, No. That came out, what, December 7th, 2023, so it's hip, it's happening, it's relevant, just like this show. And we're gonna go back to a great song by the legendary Alan Toussaint. Featuring Lee Dorsey. You've heard of it. And I think it's especially nice for the holiday today. So this is Alan Toussaint, Lee Dorsey. This is Yes, We Can. Mm-hmm.
get together with one another. I know the problems and I know the quarrels, and try to live as brothers, and try to find peace within without stepping on one another. And do respect for the women of the world. Just remember we all had mothers.
Make this land a better land and a world in which we live.
And help each man be a better man with the kindness God to give. I know we can make it. I know darn well we can work it out. Yeah.
boy.
Yo, Professor Longhair right there, or Fess for short, with Red Beans there from his fantastic album Crawfish Fiesta 1980. Before that, Alan Toussaint and Lee Dorsey with their, I guess you could call it a cover because the original was done by Lee Dorsey alone. Alan Toussaint wrote that song. 1970, released by Lee Dorsey, but made famous by the Pointer Sisters, who took it all the way to number 11 in 1973. And that was a reimagining of the song, or re-release of the song, the extended version there, with Alan Toussaint and Lee Dorsey off of a 2023 compilation album by Alan Toussaint called Artist, Producer, Songwriter, which has, it's a double disc. It's got a bunch of songs on there. Check it out. Alan Toussaint, wonderful, you know, New Orleans rhythm and blues, 1950s. Yeah, so we stuck with the theme there, and that went to Professor Longhair. Also, obviously, New Orleans as well. And we're gonna play a bunch of short songs right now. We got this one in the background here is Baby Tanga and the Celentines, which is a new release, 2020, off their Afro Groove album. And we're gonna go back to some late 50s, early 60s stuff. We got another one by Lee Dorsey, just alone. We got Eddie Bowe, Earl King, Earl Thomas. U-R-A-L Thomas, that is. And Fred Williams, Betty Wright. Yeah, we got a bunch of shorties coming up. This is a new set. And the next one, Earl Thomas with Can You Dig It? He's got a cool biography. I'll tell you a little bit about him. Or after the set. ¶¶
sitting here la la waiting for my ya-ya. Oh, sitting here la la waiting for my ya-ya. Oh, it may sound funny, but I don't believe she's coming. Oh, oh, baby, hurry, don't make me worry. You knew that I love you, oh, how I love you, oh, oh. Sitting in la la waiting for my ya-ya, oh. Sitting in la la waiting for my ya-ya, oh. It may sound funny, but I don't believe she's coming, oh. Shingling, you could do it so good.
You know, that dance got old too. That there, Fred Williams and the Jules Band. And the, yeah, the Jules Band. 1969, the dance got old. I realized I made a mistake there, and you guys got a little preview of what's to come. But I played all those musicians, obviously, were from New York, New Orleans. Aside from that last one I just played by accident. Fred Williams is from Wichita, but Earl King, Lee Dorsey, Eddie Bowe, Earl Thomas, Professor Longhair, Alan Toussaint, all from the New Orleans music scene in the late 60s, or early 60s, early to mid 60s, late 50s, you know, that time that's much older than I am. All that's back then. Yeah, some great, great musicians there. Lee Dorsey, obviously. Did you know that he was a featherweight boxer known as Kid Chocolate? Very unsuccessful. Only fought once and was knocked out in the second round. But, you know, found a new path. Became a singer in New Orleans with the help of Alan Toussaint and the Meters. And just knocked it out of the park there. But not a great boxer, Kid Chocolate. Although, probably could beat me up. What else? We have, you know, Earl King. Another New Orleans artist, and Eddie Bowe, Every Dog. Let me just say this. Okay, Earl Thomas had Can You Dig It? That was New Orleans, but he relocated to Portland. After that, we had Eddie Bowe with Every Dog Got His Day, and that was from the Rick record label in 1960. That was Ya Ya after that by Lee Dorsey, his famous hit, and it went to number 7 there, 1959. Earl King, Mama and Papa. And the last one, The Dance Got Old by Fred Williams and the Jewel Band. And we're going to kick it. We're going to go right here. This is Betty Wright. I was going to use this for my sample, but the song that sampled it is too explicit. Thank you. Right there, that is Odetta, a.k.a. Odetta Holmes, a.k.a. the voice of the civil rights music movement there, singing Elton John's song, Take Me to the Pilot, which, if you tried to understand the lyrics here, fun little tidbit, that song, according to Elton John and the lyricist there, Bernie Taupin, they have no idea what it means. They just threw some words together and said, wow, that sounds good, so... You know, it just goes to prove that music is beyond lyrics, in my opinion. Before that, we had Clean Up Woman. And I was listening to the lyrics of that song that I was playing, and I was like, the song is all about how she wasn't good enough, and the Clean Up Woman is really great. And, like, she was out having fun, and so the Clean Up Woman took her man. And I was like, that really sounds like a song that's written by a man. And then I went, and I found it. And, yeah, sure enough, written by a man, Clarence Reed. There. So, you know, it obviously if a woman is being blamed for having fun and then some guy cheating on her, then yeah, probably written by a man. Another interesting tidbit here is that the writer of that song, Clarence Reed, is thought to be the progenitor, the root of gangster rap. He, after writing these songs in the 50s and 60s, went on to become the parody artist called Blowfly, the alternate persona. There's a wild picture of him on TV, on the Wikipedia page. You gotta read this. It's pretty wild. Evidently, became one of the progenitors of gangster rap. So, you know, that's pretty cool. You know, we go down these Wikipedia rabbit holes here on Horns of Plenty. In the background, you're continuing to listen to the Bibby Tanga song Afro Groove on the Move. I'm going to play a little... I'm speaking a little quick here because the song's only 2 minutes long, so it's, you know, my talk time is limited. All right, here is a PSA from WMFO. There's no magic to improving your credit, but there is help, and it's free. Go to creditfairy.org, brought to you by the Consumer Bankers Foundation, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights Education Fund, and the Ad Council. There you go. There's your PSA for the hour. Finished with that. We're going to move on to a artist called King Curtis. He is from Texas, and this song is called Instant Groove. I'm trying to find out when it's from. It's called Instant Groove. It's from 1969.
This is called Instant Groove.
And he'll tell you all about it. Why am I even talking?
Now while we start to whip up the groove, we want everybody to come on out here and do your thing. Now everybody got a thing. We want you to come on out here and do it now. Because that's what everybody is doing, their own thing. That's what I want to see you do right now. Go on and get it. Go on and do it. Do it one more time.
I'm gonna be الليلة طلق يا دوبنا شفنا شكا الليلة طلق يا دوبنا شفنا شكا إلا بس خايفين من فراقنا يطول إلا بس خايفين من فراقنا يطول من فراقنا يطول بحرمانا بدون المكسيم أمامنا خلف زماننا والقلوب بالشوق هل السبيع حنانا والقلوب بالشوق هل السبيع حنانا إلا بس خايفين من فراقنا يطول إلا بس خايفين من فراقنا يطول من فراقنا يطول زمن يجود يا ريت ظلم الدنيا أيبقى له حدود تكسر الأيام هو لبعضنا نعود أتكسر الأيام هو لبعضنا نعود إلا بس خايفين من فراقنا يطول إلا بس خايفين من فراقنا يطول من فراقنا يطول
Yeah, back there. I think I played this song on Horns of Plenty before, but it's just so good. I had to play it again. This is Shar Habil Ahmed off of the Habibi Funk compilation. This song probably came out in the 1960s, early 1960s. In South Sudan, one of the first popular musicians of Sudan. Actually, just found out he's married to who's widely credited as the first female guitarist in Sudan, which blows my mind. I don't know how somebody could be known as the first female guitarist anywhere. It's wild. So that was Shar Habil Ahmed. You should really go check out the Habibi Funk. All of their compilation albums are so good. They re-released lots of stuff from the early 60s and 70s, which got lost. And this particular album, The King of Sudanese Jazz, is just fantastic. Before that, we had King Curtis, who... I should have also known, you may have recognized the saxophone in the background, famous session musician King Curtis, and he played the solos on hit singles such as Respect by Aretha Franklin, aka WXPN's number one song by woman of all time. He played the saxophone there, and also played the saxophone on Yakety Yak by the Coasters. So if that sounded familiar, that's because of that. All right, I got a minute left before the song ends to tell you about the Who sampled. So you can go on WMFO.org or call here at 855-915-9636 to tell me who sampled the following song. It is The Meters The song is The Meters. The song is called Find Yourself. It was a big single in the mid-1990s by a band that had one other bigger song, but this was a pretty big song. In the 1990s, like rap, hip-hop, fun rap, hip-hop, not necessarily gangster rap. See if you can get it. I'm going to play the old song, which is Find Yourself by The Meters. You try to tell me which song, and I'm giving you more information here, from 1995 sampled that song. So what do you, when you think about this sample, what other song comes to your head, all right? So here it is. This is Find Yourself by The Meters. The song from 1995 reached number 17 on the Hot 100. It was their third most famous song. And look, this is it. Well, nobody got it, but the answer is Feel Me Flow by Naughty by Nature. Here it is. Yup.
And now it's written and kitten, hitting with mittens. I'm missing, wishing, man, listen. I glisten like sun and water while fishing. Bust the move and it's worth. Serve words with nerve embedded. I said it word. Damn, you nerd, man, you heard. Coming from the town of Illy and alleys are full of fillies and rallies. Suckers get silly and sally. Them founding alleys and rally. Really? So here we go. Now holla if you hear me, though. Come and feel me. Flow. Never nixing with tricking brothers, bitching over fixes. That ain't fitting to be hitting for nothing. Spitting things is bitten and getting written off. You're like a platter, bad platter. Boy, you're pissing me off. Boy, you even started. So what? So long. See you fly by my tribe. How else could I say it when you play a tribe? Boom. Bye, 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 bye. On point like decimals, manhandling new crews, partying with the zoo crew, looking for the pink and poo-poos. I thought you knew two stone styles of stamina, jamming a while we're planning a jam. We bust, bust with a party, amateur damages, managing, damaging mice, men, and even mannequins. You're a fan again, now I wanna know who's the man again. Naughty's back like vertebrae's word to hey, I ho, the way I show you, pray I flow. Steady breaking to the boogie, so bang time to slang bang and watch all the boot tag tags hang. Until they fizz up, rizz up, like you're with us. If not, zip up your lip up, whip up. Hits with ransom, foul styles, get air ones. We came back cause we heard it, pop needed another anthem. Black like Noah, in fact, then for ya. And we was back in the days with the drifters. We'd have been known as the flowers. Reminis since the 70s, find me. So we went crazy in the 80s, so we won't kiss heinies in the 90s. Oops, the naughties, troops in sections of 40. So clap your hands and hold your shorty. I'm naughty, I'm naughty.
That right there, yep. Feel Me Flow, Naughty by Nature, New Jersey band, East Orange. That song went to number 3 on the Rap Singles Hits 1995, but of course, use the sample there by the Meters. Find yourself. And I just got about 5 minutes left here. You know, I have one song-ish left. And it's a good one. I mean, it sort of hit... The theme of this week, I'm realizing now, is really New Orleans hits, great songs, and this one is an equally great one. It's a little slower, it's a little less funky, but yeah, it's been a month since I've been on. I'll be back next week. It's still the winter session here at WMFO, meaning I'm gonna be every week. Until we get a new schedule going for the spring semester. So I'll keep you all posted on that. Thank you very much for listening. And we'll be back next week with some more songs, more jams, more of everything. More samples. What do we got? Yep, Alan Toussaint. This is Southern Nights. I think this is... Alan Toussaint also wrote a lot of music for the Meters. Wrote songs for Lee Dorsey. Obviously played an Alan Toussaint earlier, so this is kind of like the Alan Toussaint hour. This is Southern Nights by Alan Toussaint. And if you're way down south, if you're way down in Costa Rica, this is a song for you.
Free as a breeze, not the moon. Goes rushing to your soul.